क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, let's talk about a country which lies in all the four hemispheres. Yes, it is Kiribati for us, also known as Kiribati. It is an island nation in Oceania, and it has all hemispheres, northern, southern, eastern, and western. Officially called Republic of Kiribati, it lies in Central Pacific Ocean. Its capital is South Tarawa. Official language is English and Gilbertese, and the people living there are called I Kiribati. Formerly a British colony, Kiribati is made up of 33 coral islands, and it is divided in three group of islands: Line Islands, Phoenix Islands, and the Gilbert Islands. How this country got its name is very interesting. Its name actually is the local translation of Gilberts, and they were the Spanish explorers who sighted these islands in the 16th century. It was named Gilbert Islands after the British captain of navy, Thomas Gilbert, who saw several of these islands in 1788 while he was sailing to China from Australia. And the first settlers of this place actually came from Southeast Asia close to 5,000 years ago. A very interesting thing as far as nuclear history is concerned. For 6 years, around the 1950s and 60s, the British military conducted nuclear tests on one of the islands of Kiribati. And therefore, this island was sealed off for decades. Though the area of the island is just 811 square kilometer, but it is spread across a huge area in Pacific Ocean. It can be as huge as our country, India. And a very interesting thing that it is the first country in the world to celebrate the new year. One of the islands, the Phoenix Islands, is country's first and only UNESCO World Heritage Site. This place is also home to world's largest marine protected area. The Phoenix Islands protected area is the country's only UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's quite a low-lying area and is very affected by the climate change. It is such a low-lying place that this nation is under threat of being submerged in the sea in coming 50 years or so. Therefore, the country has bought close to 6,000 acres of land from neighboring island Fiji to relocate its people. Should these changes happen? The country also had two uninhabited islands, Tebu Batawara and Abanua, which submerged underwater in 1999. This island has a very poor soil and the rainfall also varies. Therefore, it's difficult to grow any crops on the island. So the staple diet of people living here is seafood, which is available in abundance on this island. And this is also one place where the wildlife is one of the most critically threatened in the world because of pollution, global warming, and various climatic changes that take place here. Talking about the culture of this country, this place in the rural have open-sided houses. They have thatched roof in the rural areas and in towns. It's made of concrete. There's also a meeting house. It's called Maneaba, and it is one place where representatives of each house of the village gather around and have discussions. Now let's quickly take a look at the flag of this country. Kiribati's flag has red in its upper half, where there's a gold-colored rising sun, and there's a gold frigate bird which flies over it. The sun has 17 rays, and the lower half is made of 6 alternating white and blue waves. That is the flag of Kiribati for us. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share. Little Explorers Podcast.